Hey, welcome to yet another Atit Solver podcast. So today we are going to discuss about Google Sandbox. What is Google Sandbox? Why Google did this? How you can overcome from that sandbox effect? So this is all we are going to discuss. So are you ready for listening? Okay, here we go. So Google Sandbox is kind of penalty Google gives to new site, or rather I will say it's not exactly penalty, but it's a way of Google to say that I still not trusting this site. So if you think you are doing very awesome on page optimization, you have really good quality backlinks, but still you are feeling your site is not ranking properly in Google, so you might be victim of Google Sandbox. So this is not exactly a penalty, but this is kind of probation period. So when you're doing job, your employer might ask you to be on probation period for 5 months, 6 months, 2 months, whatever time, a certain time frame. So this is more or less something similar to that Google wants to do with new sites, because there is a trust issue. because there is a trust issue plus the site is new, so Google is still not sure. Because in previous year, so in before 2010, people used to outrank good site by new site is able to outrank really good content site due to the backlink and blacklist strategy. So Google being very strict. So this terminology is, I guess, roughly 10 years old, decade old, Google Sandbox. It is still in place. So the primary objective is to build a trust and give very right content to user and discourage people who are doing black hat SEO. So if you're not aware about black hat SEO, so some tactics which is not by Google algorithm standards and which is not vouched by Google best practices, but still they might manipulate your ranking. So this is all black hat practices. So when you are making some new sites and you are doing on page and you are doing very good off page you generate very good backlinks, but still you are not able to rank it, so that is a possibility. You are victim of Google Sandbox. So why Google did this? So many times Google observed people are generating frequent links which are very spammy. They might use black hat techniques to show various links. And this is eventually the sites start ranking on Google search engine, but which are not user-friendly sites. So the site specially meant for money, or sites which are having core objective churn and burn. So this kind of start appearing on Google search result pages, SERP pages. So this is why Google started doing this, and they start sandboxing these sites. And if you try to search and you feel your site is, your chat should rank at least on first page or first two pages, but it is not ranking on certain pages, there is a possibility your site is victim of Google Sandbox. So, of course, you will now start thinking how to get rid of Google Sandbox. So, as I said in my first line, so Sandbox is all about your trust issue with Google. So, you generate your trust, you generate your authority. So, these are the broader way to say about how you can get rid of Google Sandbox. So, how you can generate trust? So, try to get really good backlinks, which are from very authority sites. And this is how you improve your authority in Google's eye. And of course, you should wait a while for trusting Google for you and improve your ranking. Because Google is all about its long-term game. Search engine optimization is altogether long-term game. So anyway, you are not going to get very fast results. So meanwhile, if you are looking for fast result, you can try Google AdWords. So that will help you. So this was about Google Sandbox. We discussed today. If you have any query, I love to address that queries. So you can send me email to hello@tej9.com, hello@tej9.com, or you can visit our website tej9.com for more details. Thanks for listening to this podcast. See you soon. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.